everybody. Welcome to episode 6 of Mama Never Told Us with Jennifer.
Hello there.
Amy.
Hello.
And Lisa.
Hey.
We are going to be talking eventually about our Christmas traditions and stuff, but I wanted to know first, ladies, how are your weeks?
Amy? Yeah. So...
that does not sound... If Amy has something to say, it's...
I know. See? I don't usually have much, but this week, so a little history lesson first, not complete lesson, but my life. So the last, and I don't think this, I don't know if this is an old age thing. I don't see this happening to you guys.
Oh, wrong podcast.
Right. And you're older than me, so I'm a
little confused. Every podcast you said have to say it.
Yes. Thank you.
She doesn't want you to forget.
Right.
Okay.
Because you're old.
So probably like 2 years ago, I had I took off my nail polish on my toes and there was a spot on my nail and I thought, okay, fungus, I've never had it before, but okay. And so I looked it up and the coloring and the way it was behaving, which don't even ask.
what was it doing?
Just staying out all night.
It was dancing, drinking way too much.
Smoking.
Yeah, I was totally rebelling. The internet told me that it could possibly be cancer.
Oh my God.
So I ended up having to go to the doctor. And because of the way it was showing up and behaving, they had to remove my toenail and make a biopsy it because they had to make sure it wasn't cancer. So PSA, first off, is that if you see nail fungus, don't just assume it's nail fungus because they were telling me that a lot of people have melanoma like underneath a nail and they don't know it because they think it's fungus. And then by the time they catch it, it's like stage 4. So that's why, I was not happy about having a toenail removed. Let me tell you.
No.
But that was their explanation to me, was like, no, this could be serious if we don't do this. So anyways, that was 2 years ago. Last year or earlier this year, I had a...
Was it benign?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
But that is torture. People do that in torture things. Nails. So
it was horrible.
Did you give up any information, Amy?
My whole life story.
I nothing just about me, though.
Screaming
right?
out. Yes,
she's everything like, about they're you. Older than me. They're older than me. I'm the youngest.
Especially Lisa.
She's so old. She hurts her neck when she sneezes.
Then I got a fingernail infection either last year or earlier this year.
Oh, my God.
And they had to lance my finger and drain it, which again was disgusting, and I almost passed out.
What's going on with your nails?
And then now I have an eye infection that is an oil gland in my eyelid is clogged.
Sorry.
And it is red and puffy. That has gone down slightly in the last 2 days. But the reason that I'm even bringing this up is because when I looked this up this morning, because it wasn't getting any better like for the last 2 days, and I thought, what the hell is going on? I looked it up, and first off, it's some weird name with a C and a Z, so all I think of is calzone, and I want to just call it my calzone.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
And it says it could last weeks to months.
No.
Yes.
You're going to have a puffy eye for Christmas.
So you guys all have to eat dinner and look at my puffy red eye. So
no, I'll just sit at the opposite end of the table.
But why would it do that? Are you doing anything to treat it?
They don't know why. It's kind of common, actually. But
really?
Supposedly, that's what the internet told me.
So if it's a clogged oil gland, it's just like a pimple.
But it's in my eyelid.
Right, which that makes it uncomfortable.
Correct. And itchy, and like I think it was Tuesday I woke up and it was like rocky. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was like half swollen to the point where I could barely open my eye. And now it's better now, but
we've had a bunch of people at work with pink eye.
Well, that's why I was super afraid that it was contagious, so I went to the doctor like immediately to make sure that it wasn't contagious and it wasn't anything like that, and they said no, it was just this clogged oil gland. That's a calzone
in your eye. salad.
It's a kale salad.
Oh,
I'm no longer hungry.
Yeah, that did help.
It's like a special diet. You can call it the Amy diet. Thank you. My medical issues.
It has now worked.
Yeah, that's what I got. That was my
favorite. What a sucky week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Now, is this fungal too, Amy?
No.
I was just wondering if there's like a theme.
I know. Like if you have a lot of fungus in you.
Maybe you just have a lot of fungus.
I got the fungus in me.
My new superhero name?
Oh.
Fungus?
You could be Miss Mushroom.
Well, could I be Miss Fungi?
The fungi.
You
the
could.
Fungi? I love
it. It shouldn't
mushrooms.
Be Miss.
I love
it should be
mushrooms.
The fungi.
Have you been eating a lot of mushrooms?
No.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, Jen, how about you? Do you have fungus?
I don't have fungus. I do now have a ticket, a traffic ticket.
Oh, your boobs didn't get you out of it?
No.
Aww.
No, those are your, you're the one with the big, glorious boobs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, no, I left work and apparently I came
too
to
early.
A stop.
Yeah. They said, get the cops there. After you.
Aren't you supposed to clock out at 4:30? It is 4:28, woman. No, I got pulled over because I apparently just like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
There was a stop sign and I just decided to just slide right through it.
Thought it was
I've been
suggestion.
In the car with you numerous times and you've done that.
Yes.
Yeah. So he pulled me over and, you know, it's the usual. But right before this happened, I left work and I wanted to get my car washed because it's just filthy with salt and snow and winter shit. And I get to the car wash and realize I don't have my wallet in my purse. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to leave the car wash because but I can only go one way through the car wash, but it's not running. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm going, the garage starts to close and hits the top of my car. But not hard or anything. And I have a soft top, but I pull out of there, right? And now, so I'm like, okay, I don't know where my wallet is. I kind of think it's at home because it tends to fall out of my purse into my laundry hamper. I don't know how.
Oh my God.
I think sometimes it does it on purpose. Because it's been a few times that this has happened.
Oh, I have so many comments.
Would you like some
head.
Time right now?
No, okay. Go.
All right, so I leave now, and I'm like, okay, so hopefully it's in my laundry hamper.
Oh, my God.
I hope Dad never listens to this. Yeah. All right, so I get to the stop sign and apparently didn't stop.
No.
I mean, he was sitting at the stop sign and pulled me.
You would think that would be an end.
I didn't even look, obviously.
Oh my God.
Who else is on the other end.
Oh God.
I know. This is also a PSA. Like Amy had this.
Yes.
This is about bad driving. He pulls me over and now I have to tell him I also don't have my wallet. So I don't have my insurance card or my driver's license. So, and of course, this is the day I get pulled over. So he comes up and can I have your driver's license and your insurance?
And you're like, no.
I'm like, well, that's kind of funny because I actually just left the car wash and I realized I don't have my wallet on me. I don't have my driver's license. I do have my registration. Thank God it was in my car and it has my driver's license number on it. He's like, okay. And then, and I said, and my insurance card, I also don't have, but I can go online
right.
to my insurance company and get it. He's like, well, why don't you do that? Now this guy had to be new because he's like, why don't you do that? I'm going to go, you know, run your license and all that. He starts to walk. He's like, oh yeah, by the way, I pulled you over and I didn't even ask. Because I think I kind of knew. Like, I did not stop. He's like, yeah, you didn't even stop. You just, he's like, yeah, it was, you didn't even barely like slow down. You just kind of like went through that stop sign. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was really distracted because I was wondering where my wallet was.
Oh my God.
So he comes back and he's like, I have to give you a citation.
Like, there's no way out of this.
Yeah, I understand. Here's my insurance. And he said, this is what it was funny. He's like, just so you know, when you come to a stop sign, you stop before the white line. And you should come to a complete stop. And I'm like looking at this guy. I'm like, okay.
Was he like a young, like,
yes,
what, like right out
rookie.
Of-
right okay. out. Cute. Right out. No.
Lisa's trying to get a date from me.
I know. I don't know why.
No, but I do have to say in my what the fuck this week is about this woman blowing a stop sign.
It wasn't me.
No, I'm kidding. It's not.
Oh.
And then he was like, have a better night.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I am hoping.
Can I just say, though, that this is a third PSA? This is a very helpful episode. Wow. This is a third PSA because I didn't even think about the fact. Now, I always have my insurance card with me, but I didn't even think about the fact that you could log in to your insurance. Like, that's something that I need to make sure I can do in case I ever, again, I always have the insurance card. With
of
I'm
course,
a responsible adult, right. And I'm younger than you. And I'm younger than you.
Oh, I know, but you've always been like my mother.
Correct. But
someone has to be Jen.
That's interesting. I had no idea.
Huh. Yeah, it's interesting. And I do see they're holding my phone in his face.
Yeah,
for like the longest time, and he's like, "You can put that down now."
I do have to say, people don't realize that they need to stop it before the white line, because if there's a crosswalk there, why should I have to go out around your car into danger or behind your car with another car coming danger because you don't know how to stop?
Well, hey there. I do know that.
Just no, I know you know night. That. I'm not saying it's you. I'm saying here car in
wars,
the city.
The car wars.
The car wars. Oh, my God.
I am from Chicago. The car wash tried to eat me.
It did. It did.
Oh my God.
That was my week.
Do you have a...
I just got bad news this week about my neck and arm. So I was just like all week. And
what?
Yeah, they're going to have to do another MRI on my neck again, of course. I have to get an epidural on my neck and then probably do surgery, maybe on the neck, definitely on the arm.
Oh my God.
And they have to fix like 5 different things in the arm. Again, this will be my third surgery on this arm for this accident.
Jesus.
And a long recovery. So
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But you know what? I would like to do a what the fuck.
Okay, let's do it.
What the fuck? So this week I went to the grocery store and I was in the card aisle and realized, one, Christmas cards are, well, any cards are way too expensive, by the way. Yes. That's not a part of the what the fuck. But are you kidding me?
I know. When did that happen? Why are they?
I picked
the price
a card.
Of books?
I know. I picked a card for mom and dad and it was $9. Like, does a stripper come out of it? What is the point of that? But anyway,
I
it's
hope
not even
not
that
for
nice.
Mom and dad's sake, please.
Yeah, that would be funny though. So anyway, I'm in the card aisle trying to read, you know, because I'm old. And someone starts screaming,
what?
Like in pain. And so I look over and it's an employee in the entryway of the door there and screaming. And it's a special needs employee.
Okay.
Just screaming, saying he hurt both his knees when he fell.
Oh.
The manager is pissed off at him.
Fucker.
Now, it's snowing out. It's wet. He slipped inside your store. I doubt he's manipulating you to like get money or whatever. And he sounded like he was hurting.
Aww.
So they called an ambulance for him. And I was walking to go check out. And the manager went near me. And she's just like, and rolling her eyes.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like thinking, this is your employee. He's special needs. He's probably scared right now.
Yeah.
And
you should
you're
be there
pissed
with
off.
Him. Right.
It is only 8 o'clock in the morning. How is your day already this shitty that you can't even be kind to your employees?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, no, that's my what the fuck.
Did you not approach her and like belittle her in the middle of the aisle? Wait, this doesn't seem right.
Why did you not take this bitch down?
I don't know.
Where was Pram and Stone? What the hell?
I know. I did not.
Oh, my God.
I did not go after her.
This was a, like, passive.
It was. I was very passive that day.
Are you okay?
I'm exhausted. I'm just in a lot of pain, so I'm not sleeping good. So. But you're a bitch.
If you start snoring, we will.
No, I won't.
I'll scream, wake you up.
So, yeah, that's my what the fuck. What the fuck? But now we're going to go and talk about happy stuff. Christmas, my favorite holiday.
I fucking and hate it.
Oh my
god. Yeah, me too.
Amy.
I don't.
Tradition.
This is your happy stuff, not ours.
Fucking hate it.
So I have a question, ladies. Jennifer, what's your favorite Christmas song?
The Grinch.
Oh.
Motherfucking Grinch.
Amy?
Christmas song would be... Well, wait, is there a Christmas song, The Grinch, Jen?
Yeah, like he's like, you're the one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say 12 Days of Christmas with the Muppets.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that one. Five golden rings.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lise?
Mine is... Oh, fuck. My brain just went blank. Oh, my God. Little Saint Nick.
Oh, yeah. With the Muppets, though, right?
But the Muppet version with Anna.
Wow. You guys have a thing for the Muppets, apparently.
Yeah, totally.
Yes. Okay, Amy, worst Christmas song.
Okay, so I don't like any other Christmas songs. I'm not a Christmas
so all the
person,
rest.
But I don't really like We Three Kings.
Oh, yeah, that was a real downer.
Very droll.
Yes, we.
Yeah, and where are the queens? Why are we always talking about the kings?
Because they stay at home on the throne.
Because they were smart, and they were like, "No, I'm
we're not prancing
around
with a crib star."
I need to get my sleep.
Who needs that star up above, Jennifer?
Honestly, all of the rest of the songs, but the Grinch.
Yeah.
Wow.
I fucking hate fucking Chris. In case I didn't say that already.
Mine is I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's so depressing and sad.
Oh.
And yeah, that's one. Every time I hear it, I'm like, are you going to be home?
So, but it affects you. So can you say you really hate it?
Yes. I will always skip that song.
There a Christmas song that you're like, it comes on and you're like, oh my God, I hate Christmas when this song is on.
No.
Because Jennifer wants to play it. All the time for you.
I want you on the dark side, woman.
No, Christmas is my jam. Jennifer, when did you find out there was
Lisa,
a Santa Claus?
Answer. Yeah. You know this answer. Because Lisa, everybody, she told me there was no Santa Claus.
Oh my God.
Just for fun.
When she was five. And no, it was so that you wouldn't be embarrassed.
So I wouldn't be embarrassed. Because Lisa always was worried about me being embarrassed. So
she was so concerned for us.
Yeah. And she just decided to tell me. I remember standing in the bathroom and she's like, yeah, there's no Santa Claus.
When you were five.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, but there's an Easter bunny, right? And he's like, no, no. And yeah. Ruined
my
life.
Did you cry?
I think that's why I hate Christmas.
Probably.
Oh,
it's all your
fault. Okay.
The bad memories.
You're welcome.
Lise, what was your motivation for this?
Yeah. Why would you do this?
Why would you do this?
I wanted her not to be embarrassed. Literally.
I'm pretty sure there's more.
At 5 years old?
Well, because, okay, I had lost a tooth.
Oh, God.
And I was mad. No, I had lost a tooth and I didn't tell mom and dad. And I put it under my pillow and the tooth fairy did not come.
Right.
So the next night I put it under my pillow and I told them and the tooth fairy came. So I went to them and I said, I know you're the tooth fairy. I was seven. And dad said, so you know we're Santa Claus the Easter Bunny too.
So I'm going to ruin Jennifer's life now.
So I was like, I got to tell someone this. Uh-huh. So I went to Jennifer because I was like, let's go after her. And that's why I told Jennifer.
You know, there's a part of me that's like, you know, it's kind of cool that you're like, okay, she needs to know the truth. You know, if that's what your motivation was behind this.
I don't feel like that's what.
No, I really was like, she can't be embarrassed. I remember.
Okay.
All right.
Thinking like, I don't want her to be embarrassed for believing.
Thanks, Lise. Thank you so
much. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you for ruining my dreams and hopes.
No problem. So why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
Amy, you weren't born yet.
No, I'm aware of that because I'm younger than you.
Otherwise, I would have told you to.
But why did you
We were probably threatened by the time you, like, don't tell Amy.
Yeah.
She still believes that. Or she's going to believe or whatever.
And you'll be grounded if you do or something.
I can tell that.
Mm-hmm. So, Amy, when did you find out?
I don't know. I don't remember how old I was or why. I remember mom telling me because I think I had started suspecting.
She's getting tired of
it. She was in high school.
Yeah.
Amy, please.
Stop it already. But I cried for sure.
Aww.
So, yeah, I was really upset. Well, it was like that whole magic was taken away.
I know.
Like, oh, this world really does suck.
That's like, exactly how I felt. Like, this person too. Was like this good person that was just going to distribute gifts to everybody
right.
with nothing in return, you know? And then all of a sudden it's like, nope. Tell me, mom and dad, that he knew it was not. It was them because, or no, it had, there had to be a Santa Claus because they couldn't afford all the gifts that were under the tree.
Who did that?
Our brother. Yeah.
Okay. Amy, what's your favorite Christmas candy since you love the holidays so much?
My Christmas what?
Candy.
Candy? I don't have a Christmas candy.
Okay, whatever. You guys
what's
are killing
wrong with
me.
You?
Jennifer?
Like, that's the only good part of Christmas.
What Christmas candies
food
are
food and
out
candy
there?
And cookies. Well, there's those raspberry ones that are hard and chewy in the middle.
Made by Brock's that you can
you
find
and,
nowhere. But Brock's.
You and Lisa, okay.
If you'd right, like to send those.
My favorite is sentimental. It is the Fannie Mae vanilla cream ones because Grandma Scott always had those and we'd always go to her house on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And okay. I would, now it's like that to me is Christmas. And Dad loves them too. So he always makes sure he has like a couple boxes of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's those.
Ah,
I love okay. those.
Please.
Mine, I have two. One is the, again, this is sentimental. It's the chocolate covered cherries because mom's dad loved those.
Okay. Hmm.
And always had them
oh,
around
so
Christmas
funny.
Time. And the other one is Brax used to make these tiny little peanuts that were hard with peanut butter or something in the middle.
Yes.
And they only came out at Christmas time. And I have a story. We had a bunch of those. And at the time, mom was teaching religious ed class at night once a week. And so we were all in bed. And at this time, Amy, you weren't born. So Jennifer and I were still sharing a room. Our brother was in bed. And I snuck and went into the kitchen and got one of those little candies. And our brother heard me. So he went downstairs and told on me.
Oh, my God.
Fucker.
Shit.
And I heard our dad come up the stairs, so I spit it out in the garbage can and dived in the bed.
Dove.
Dementia.
I dove in. I'm a writer.
Yeah, that's promising.
That's right.
Into bed, and Dad came in and said, "Can I talk to you downstairs?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, I'm sleeping." And
I'm sorry, I'm busy right now.
As I was going down the hall, I was giving our brother like a look like, I'm going to get you when I get back up, you little fuck. And Dad's thing was like, you don't have to steal food. Just ask me.
We will feed you.
Right. Right. So, Jennifer, go ahead.
No, it just reminded me because you mentioned Dad with that. I remember one time. I don't know how this happened.
Oh, God.
But somehow, Dad, it must have been those nights where mom was doing the religious ed because Dad was watching us. And I somehow got a bead up my nose.
How come I remember this? Did this happen more than
once? Yeah, because I was traumatized. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was worried. I was like, I'm going to die. I just inhaled a bead up my nose. I told Dad and he's like, so don't inhale any more beads. He was like, or then I told him something like, well, this hurts. And he's like, well, or what did I say? Something like when my eye hurts. And he's like, well, don't open it. Or something like,
if yeah, it hurts, that was the usual
yeah.
like response. Well, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think
and
that's
it makes sense.
Answer.
Yeah. It's like, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Jen, what's your favorite Christmas gift?
It would be, I guess I'm kind of torn between two. One year I got a bunch of art supplies, like charcoal crayons and the tablets and and all that. And that was, I mean, I loved that. That was wonderful.
Did you ever use those?
Yes.
She used them a lot.
I remember you doing art.
Yeah, a lot. I just wasn't good. And one year, for some reason, Dad did our clothes shopping instead of Mom. And he picked out like this really cool jacket. And he was so proud that he had picked out this jacket for me. And that would be probably the other one. Yeah, that would be it.
Aim.
I'm going to cry right now.
No way.
I feel like the coldest person in the world because you guys have all these sentimental things.
Well, you are very much Spock-like.
I am.
Oh my God. I am.
It's okay.
I was just going to say Cabbage Patch just because
nobody else is.
Yeah. Our uncle had to pull a lot of strings to get that Cabbage Patch for you.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he would kind of like come through with like those kinds of like big things, but I didn't know it was, I don't think I knew it was him. I don't know if I knew it was him that year, but just because it was such a big deal. And I just really didn't think that there was any way you could get your hands on one of those at the time. So it was so magical in a sense,
right.
But yeah, that's all I got. So not.
Well, no.
What was your
sentimental though too? You remember?
What
was the name of your Cabbage Patch doll?
Okay.
Cabbage Patch doll.
I don't remember the original name. It was one of the ones, I think it was a boy, and I think I gave it a sex change.
Well, that's topical. That's very good nowadays.
Yeah, like I was an open-minded, little girl because
you were like, be who you need to be.
Yeah.
Who you like born to be.
I think I was given a boy, and I think I just went with the assumption that it was a girl. And so I think I want to say maybe the name was Jamie. So it was totally unisex.
That works. Yeah.
And it wasn't until like a year later that I was like, I think this is a boy. And
what made you think that it was?
I can't remember penis. If it was.
a little Cabbage Patch penis. You know.
That I drew on there.
I think it was probably like when they had like the cartoons coming out and my little short beard redheaded boy Jamie was on there. But I was
Jamie.
Like, wait, what?
Jamie's really named Bill.
Yeah, Lisa drew on the penis and then she wrote under, there's no Santa Claus.
That's how
in
I
Sharpie.
Lisa, what was your favorite?
I was given one Christmas this kitchen set that was aluminum and like this, I was like two, maybe three, and it was this olive green color, but the reason I loved it, besides the fact that I loved that I got a kitchen, was Dad's dad got it for me. And on Christmas Eve at midnight, borrowed a car in a snowstorm and drove it out so that it could be given to me from Santa instead of them.
Wow.
Aww.
And I didn't know until, of course, Dad said, by the way, we're Santa and Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
And then they told me the story. And it meant so much more to me then.
Right.
And I remember getting it and being like overjoyed. And it was sharp. Like it could cut you.
That's what you liked about it.
Yes. It was
the danger.
The danger of the kitchen.
Yeah. It was a dangerous kitchen. And you were two or three. And you remember.
I do remember getting it because I got up and I was like really excited to see it. It was so big.
Okay, Lisa, are you sure if you're two or three, you remember this?
Yes, Amy. I know exactly what I was wearing too.
I bet you do.
Jennifer, Amy,
what?
Whatever. Best Christmas, whichever one of you wants the answer. Best Christmas memory.
Go ahead, Amy.
I'm just going to say the general idea, what I loved is Mom and Dad didn't wrap our presents from Santa because wasn't it something that like...
They would always come to
because
put together.
Like it would always come put together. But also like when you saw pictures of Santa, he had like a big sack and it was like toys coming out of it. It wasn't like perfect. Yes.
He had a sack. A big one.
He had a sack. He had a big old sack.
Mine's always in the gutter.
And... So what we used to do, well, what Jen and I used to do when we shared a room was get up super early on Christmas because we knew all the presents were unwrapped. And the bathroom was just like out of the way of the living room. And so you could pretend that you were going to the bathroom and take a look and see what you could see out there. And then we'd run back and report to the other ones. And so...
I remember that.
Yeah. So we would kind of have an idea and then we would know, you know, which kid it was for based on
right,
what it
was. Because they were so always like, okay. They had it like, so our gifts were in specific order every year.
Yeah.
So you knew exactly where to go.
Well, I don't know about you, Jen, but I didn't even have the balls to go into the living room. Like, I was very honest about my spying. I would go as far as the bathroom door and I'd look what I could find, go to the bathroom and then run back and be like, okay, I saw this. That's got to be for Lisa, you know? And then right. Jen would go and take her turn and look for something else. And then she'd come back and report. But we never actually ran into the living room because that would be wrong.
We had to wait to wake mom and dad up.
Yes, we did.
We have, do you guys remember if they gave us a time or like we couldn't?
Well,
like
the sun had to be up.
The sun.
I know that.
I feel like six-ish, but in the winter, there's six is not a sunny kind of time. So maybe.
No, it's the sun had to be up.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were
Jennifer,
like dying.
Your best Christmas memory.
Well, I have one that's really not my memory, but
where'd you get it? You plugged into the matrix.
You guys can correct me if it was wrong, but I love this story, and maybe I'm wrong about the time of the year that this happened, but our uncle was a cop back in the day, and back in the day when regulations and rules were not as strict and regimented as they are now, and he had to leave a scene on Christmas Eve, and he had to take a cadaver in the back of his car that had been there a while, so it wasn't smelling pretty, and bring it in his car. And then mm-hmm. in that same car, he drove his family to our Christmas Eve party.
Mm-hmm.
And it was freezing cold out because it's Christmas time. So they had all had the windows down because the body wasn't in the car anymore, but the smell like just stayed in there and they could not stand it. I love that story.
That's your best Christmas memory.
That's your best Christmas memory?
It's not my memory because it's just a story I heard, but I love that story. I think that's really cool. And the other one that's actually mine is, again, because my memory is shitty. If I'm wrong, you guys can correct me, but I remember leaving Grandma Scott's house and she would say Merry Christmas to all. And we would all say, and to all a good night as we were walking down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember that name, huh?
Nope.
Youngin. You little baby.
See, this is the bad side of being. So yeah.
You're okay.
Oh, yeah. You're a bitch.
You'll be fine.
Mine is when my oldest son and I were alone, just the two of us, and he came in. I had been up till 2 a.m. trying to put together a racetrack for him and putting the stickers on. And the problem was I had to put it together in my bedroom and then try and carry a racetrack out to the living room. So I finally got that done and I put it back together basically around 2 a.m. Got in bed. And at 4, my lovely, beautiful child came popping in to my room and said, Mom, get up. I can see shadows under the tree. Santa's been here. And I'm like, oh, sweetie, get in bed here. Like, let's just talk. So he kept
there
just
is
talking.
No Santa.
I was up till 2 a.m., you little fuck.
Now let me go back to sleep.
So he just kept talking because you know him. He could go forever. And I slept the next, like, a couple more hours while he chatted, and I cuddled him.
Aww.
That's my memory. Amy, favorite Christmas show when you were little? Oh, wait, did I ask you your favorite best Christmas memory?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do.
Wow.
I do.
Oh, Lord.
I do.
Okay.
It was the bathroom sneaky thing. Okay. Favorite Christmas show when you were little?
Has to be Heat Miser. So The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yes. That's mine.
Yep, me too.
Is it because it's, okay, but it's only because of the Miser brothers. I mean, yes, let's be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
The rest of the story is not good. You wait until you get the Miser brothers on the screen, and then you're like, now I will pay attention.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the songs are awesome, too. And the other one, though, I like, but not as much, is the Santa Claus is Coming to Town, because it's got the Hamburglar Burglarmeister or whatever, the guy who doesn't like toys. Do you guys remember that dude?
Yes, I hate him.
The Heat Miser. I feel like they were distant relatives, but
they were. Had the same mouth.
Yeah, and he didn't like toys.
Yeah, because he hurt himself. So he
hurt himself. He slipped on one. Burned. I like that one because of him.
But I liked the Rudolph one, and I liked Frosty the Snowman, too.
I hated Frosty.
Why?
Frosty creeped me out. I felt like he touched children.
What? Wow. Okay.
I felt his relationship with that little girl was wrong. I did. I never liked that one. And I hated Rudolph because of the dentist.
I was a little confused by the dentist. I wasn't quite sure how he fit into this whole thing.
Yeah, because he wasn't in the song.
No.
Well, he was stuck being an elf and he didn't want to be an elf.
Tough shit. Oh. We're all stuck being things we don't want to be. What are we? Are any of you doing what you want to do? No,
we already. The dentist is getting paid well.
Yeah, but the elf, that's what he's born to be. Obviously, that's why he was born in the North Pole with those ears. The end.
Well, yeah.
But Lisa, you can change your fate. You can change your destiny and be the person you really want to be.
Now I feel like we're going to sing that song.
You don't need to be
Bugsy
trapped.
Malone.
From what?
Bugsy Malone.
Bugsy Malone. Which song?
Sing it.
You can be anything you wanted to be.
Oh my God, such a good movie.
Oh, I want to watch that now.
My name is Tallulah. Oh, I love that movie. Jen,
yes,
you said the same show. So how about favorite Christmas movie?
None.
Amy?
If I have to pick one, first off, I picked The Grinch, the cartoon version for my movie.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's a movie, right?
Yes. Sure. Oh. Definitely not the Jim Carrey version.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen it.
You're blessed.
Don't.
Thank you. The Benedict Cumberbatch one is good.
What?
It's on Netflix.
I didn't know he did a Grinch movie.
Yeah, it's animated. Like,
he did the voice?
Yeah, it's good. It's good, though.
Okay.
Huh. The Holiday is probably the closest I would get to an actual like movie that has a Christmas scene, or any of the Harry Potter movies.
You don't like Love Actually, or?
No, that's too romantic.
What about Die Hard as a Christmas movie? Or are you one of those that don't think it's a Christmas movie?
That's what I was going to say. What makes it a Christmas movie?
Because the first two take place during Christmas, so it is. Jen, you said none. My favorite, I have two. I have The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Okay.
And Elf.
Elf is funny. I've only seen it like once or twice though, but it was funny.
Those movies. I loved in The Santa Claus how they explained like if you don't have a fireplace, how he gets in. And, you know, I thought it was really good for kids. I just love that movie. And Elf, oh my God, it's just hysterical to me.
Jen, I feel like maybe we should have an evening where we just make you sit down and watch a bunch of Christmas movies.
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm, really. You know what I did when I lived overseas? Because I didn't have a lot of channels that had English. And so Mom would send me, you know, videotapes.
Yeah.
Because that's how long ago it was, everybody. Like, you know, Friends and Ellen had her own, like, sitcom on and all that. But I also had White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it all year long. And where I was, Christmas wasn't really a thing. But I watched that movie like all the time. Yeah. All the time.
So like, when did you stop liking Christmas?
You know, I think it was as I got older and I was like, this is just fucking bullshit. I mean, it's just like.
Okay, wait, I'm going to say this. Was it when you had to start having Christmas dinner at your house?
No, I know what you mean by that. But no, it's not that. That doesn't help. That doesn't help, because I also am not a cook. No, it wasn't that. It was like just how it's just this like mad rush. You spend all this money. Everybody's running around buying gifts for each other, but then they're still talking like, oh, you're such a Grinch, you know, bah humbug, you're such a Scrooge, you know, get in the spirit. Well, what spirit? You're all buying gifts for each other. If there was a fucking spirit, why don't you give money to people who need it? Why don't you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
why don't you... do something in honor of that spirit instead of buying each other fucking gifts that you don't fucking need. And you know, right. You don't fucking need it. And that's what I don't like. It's the whole fucking American fucking commercialization, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's materialistic. Like. And I'm not religious. I'm not religious. Right. So whoever's birthday, you know, whatever. I'm not religious. So, so then on top of it, you have that where there's not that, but then I'm dealing with just the hypocrisy and the mad rush and the overspending and the just the bullshit and the commercialism. And I'm just fucking tired of it.
Right. There you go. Hey, well, I'm glad I asked.
I know. Thanks, Aim. You know, there was one time when we were trying to still pretend for Amy that there was a Santa Claus. Dad did this amazing thing.
Oh my gosh. That held me on for one more year, man. I know.
We went down, we had a fireplace in our basement, which was like finished. It wasn't just a fireplace in the middle cement, but Dad went and he took his boots and he put it in the ash and he made footprints on the tile floor.
Yeah.
Like Santa came in. And even I, who knew, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, because like, I was at the end. I was at the end of believing. Like, I was right on the edge. And then that happened, and I was like, oh, no, this is real. His footprints are right there. Like, that gave me the strength to hold on to the...
Carry on.
And Lisa's like, psst, psst. Come over here. Because I gotta tell you something.
Because Mom wouldn't let that ash be down there if it wasn't for real, right?
No.
The other thing, and I know this isn't Christmas, but Mom, as the tooth fairy, used to write, and I don't know how she did this, she wrote in beautiful cursive backwards. So you had to hold your notes up to the mirror to read them from the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
I forgot she did that.
She has like, that secret talent.
Like, who has that?
I don't know, but she has it.
I know.
You have to come up with a when superhero she, name for Ma.
When she carries out her Forger. Alter ego of the tooth fairy. Forger.
Imposter. The imposter.
Well, I also loved, like, on Christmas Eve, we would go see Dad's parents. And then, Dad's mom, because we lost our grandpa really young. And then we'd go see Mom's family. And then we'd change into our pajamas and get in the car and come home and go right to bed. And then, I don't know what we did the next day. I think it was Mom's sister, right?
I think so, yeah.
For a while.
On Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that, like, in between, we would have on the radio. And I knew there wasn't a Santa most of this time, but the radio that would give us updates on where could see him. And then it became a thing for the grandkids where you could do it online.
Right.
So on Christmas Eve, we'd be at my parents' house with the kids, and they'd all run into Dad's office and check, you know, like Norwalk or whatever it's called. And
Norwalk?
What is it called? What's it
what
called?
What are you talking about? The North Santa Pole? Tracking?
Yeah, it's like Nowak or Suck It or something. I don't know.
What the hell?
I think you're getting your sights confused.
I would not go to a site called Nowacking.
Yeah, no one go visit
Nowak. And I'm not suggesting any websites at this time. And the kids would watch like where he was in the world.
Okay.
It's NORAD.
No, it's not. It's NORAD. It is NORAD. It's NORAD.
Yes. Or NOWAC.
I like Lisa's version better.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love that. Like, the little things. Like, I did like Dad's brother, who was a cop and carried cadavers in his car, he's my godfather. And he didn't get gifts for all the kids. He would only get a gift for me.
Yeah, you liked that, did you?
I did. Yeah. Until Mom and Dad stopped it because they were very much about making sure it's fair for everyone, which I think is now as an adult. I was upset then, but as an adult, I think it's a good idea. He gave me this tiny little ring that had like a little tiny diamond chip in it or something. I don't know. But it made me feel so special.
Aw.
You know, Grandma used to have a real tree, Dad's mom, and have the tinsel like so specifically placed.
You loved that.
I did. My OCD was like, This is a good day, Grandma.
Yeah, that's what did it. The tense
drove me into OCD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think OCD is more for me. It was about control. It ended up, you know, being that. But and then at Mom's family, they had those beautiful ornaments with the pearl pins and beads and stuff. And
they would have someone dress up as Santa Claus and come.
Yeah, yeah. Every year.
Yeah, and deliver gifts. We were very fortunate growing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Very fortunate. I this has nothing to do with Christmas, but so I like it. It just popped in my head, and I wanted to see if Amy remembers. Amy, you were having a slumber party, and you guys wanted to do a seance. Do you remember?
Oh, my
God. Pounding on the vents when you guys were like, if there's anyone here, knock. And I was knocking.
And then one of my friends freaked out, screamed, and started crying.
Oh, shit.
And so then...
High five, Jen. High five.
So then I think Dad had to come down, like Dad and Mom had to calm her down and tell her, like, no, we were just knocking through the vents. this wasn't real. That wasn't someone dead talking to us on the other side of the...
Well, do you guys remember when Dad's mom gave us a Ouija board and Mom was like,
I do remember that Ouija board. We had it for a while in there,
but we couldn't touch it.
No, right? Mom flipped out because she called it a witch's board.
Oh, she did.
And we were not allowed to ever touch it.
Yeah.
Well, this Christmas,
they even kept
you guys
it in the house.
I did play with it, though.
We're doing the Ouija board at my house on Christmas. It's going to be our Christmas celebration.
Nope. I won't be there.
Your spirit's here.
Have fun.
I used to love having Christmas dinner at my house.
Well, anytime you want to take that back.
It was nice. I mean, yeah, I cooked and baked forever.
Oh, yeah. I don't do that.
No, no, you don't. No.
It was going to be Chinese, just so you know.
Oh, my God. You kill me.
It's not going to be Chinese.
It doesn't matter. I love traditions. I'm very much a traditionalist when it comes to Christmas. And
sometimes we have to change.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
Mm. Well,
get over it.
Next podcast. How to change with grace.
When you're old. I don't know. I just think, don't you think also, like, we used to have so much more snow, global warming, when we were, like, Christmas. It was always, like, a white Christmas.
No.
Jennifer, you don't know.
I don't. I don't remember last Christmas, so.
I got Christmas with palm trees and sunlight and it to be like 75 degrees. That is what Christmas should be.
No.
And in a foreign country. And in a foreign country.
No. Yes.
Where they don't know what Christmas is.
No.
That's my Christmas dream.
What's your Christmas dream, Amy?
I just told you, palm trees, sunshine, and on a beach.
God damn it.
God, you never listen to me.
That's because you're younger. That is not my Christmas dream. My Christmas dream is like a foot and a half of snow, pine trees, and decorations. Like, light up your houses, people. What the fuck?
How are we even related?
I don't know. Mom bought you at a garage sale. Hey.
I have been praying for that my whole life.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Nice. Mm-hmm. And like a turkey dinner. And
yeah, you're not getting that in my house.
Stuffing and all that. I love it. That I want traditional.
You just had Christmas. That for Thanksgiving.
I want it again.
Oh, my God.
And what? Like Mom's cinnamon rolls. They're Christmas.
Well, then make them.
I can't this year because I can't use the arm and I can't lift out the mixer. I'm wounded. All right. I'm wounded and it's not okay. So I sit here in my home and I look forlornly at the mixer that could do the work, but I can't lift it. I can't. Oh. Okay.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
That sounds like the beginning of a Christmas movie, you know? And like someone comes in the middle of the night, like the ghost of Christmas whatever.
And whatever you want to call that.
And says, here, I'll make whatever you need me to make.
That would be nice. I would have so much made. I would have so much made. Because like you guys remember like all the candy I made,
yes,
and
Lisa,
all the baking.
Yes.
Well, with Jennifer, you didn't like it? Like, was it a problem for you?
It's a problem for the person who has taken that on after you.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't expect you to do it.
Oh, you don't?
No, I do expect turkey, but I don't expect right. like the candied nuts and the different kinds of fudges and the nougat, French nougat.
No.
And the breads and the all the food. Treats.
No food.
No food.
No, we're just having booze. We're just having alcohol on Christmas.
Great.
Lisa's awesome. Like, seriously?
Yeah, that's great. So everyone, one, I'll give you some contact information. You can reach us at mamanevertoldus@gmail.com. That's our email, of course. And at linktr.ee/mamanevertoldus, you can get all of our contact information for social media there. So, but I want to wish everyone happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody, and try to stay sane. And there's an end. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It will be over soon.
Aim, do you want to say anything there, everybody, or you don't give a shit?
I'm just a cold bitch.
So enjoy your holidays or not, is what she's saying.
Happy holidays.
Wow.